Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Thursday, April 4th, 2024. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. Thank you for stopping by. Going to be joined briefly? I'm not sure that's accurate. I'm going to be joined in a minute here by Bill Kerlick and Mark Porter. But first, are you ready to eat stress-free this spring with Factor Meals? And they're delicious, ready-to-eat products. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month's Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/bucknuts50 and use code BUCKNUTS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code BUCKNUTS50 at factormeals.com/BUCKNUTS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Easy for me to say. All right, let's get to the guys here. The Dean and the Grand Poobah joins us. As Gary Kay can announce it correctly. Gentlemen, hope everybody is doing well. Bill, we have been talking about a new addition to the staff, and that is Carlos Lachlan, the new running backs coach. We went over the guys he was already in on that we were already in on. And then he's also gotten busy on the recruiting trail, as we kind of figured he would, and reach out to the guys he was already after at Oregon. Can you please bring us up to speed on where he stands with the guys Ohio State was recruiting and then the latest offer, which you have a story up on the Buck of Nuts right now?
Well, let's go in reverse order of that first for the new offer. Okay. That went to Shekai Mills Knight. He is from Baylor School in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He already has a connection to Ohio State besides Lachlan. He is at the same high school as Max LeBlanc, the tight end that Ohio State signed. LeBlanc was not an early graduate, so they're still there together at Baylor School. Just that LeBlanc obviously is a senior and Mills Knight is a junior. Another connection, I guess you'd say, is that they're both from Canada, believe it or not. So they're both from Canada. They are at Baylor School, and now they both have scholarship offers from Ohio State. Mills Knight is a 6'2", 210-pound running back, and he was, to say the least, excited about the scholarship offer from Lachlan. He said that, as he put it, Lock is my guy. So I don't think there's any question that he's going to get to Ohio State. He's talking about an official visit, an unofficial visit, and it's just a matter of working things out. They are supposed to talk again today. That is Carlos Lachlan and Mills Knight, and maybe they get that all worked out today. We'll see. But certainly he is in the mix. And as you mentioned, Dan, he's in the mix with a bunch of guys, a number of guys that Ohio State already had offered a scholarship. You've got, of course, Jordan Davison from California, who has Ohio State absolutely as one of his top choices, but is still considering Michigan, is still considering USC, and maybe a few others. Certainly he is one. Bo Jackson from Cleveland, St. Joe, is certainly another. Lachlan had offered both of them a scholarship while he was at Oregon. You got Marquise Davis, who did not have an offer from Oregon, but he is certainly a guy that Ohio State has been recruiting and offered long ago. So certainly he is another one. You know, those to me are pretty much the big three right now. But there's also Byron Lewis, who is very excited. He has a relationship with Lachlan, although Oregon did not offer him a scholarship, but they have talked. So that's another one to put in the mix. So all those guys right now are in the mix for Ohio State.
Mark, it's a good question here from Logan. If you had to pick between Marquise Davis or Bo Jackson as the second running back in the class with Davison, who would you pick?
Well, I've been asked this question before, and I've kind of broken down both of them. So Bo Jackson, to me, is the one-cut downhill runner with power. He can maybe fit that zone running scheme. He does fit down the block down and kick-out scheme where he's hitting everything north and south. Where he gets in trouble is when he stops his feet in the background or there's penetration and he's got to stop and start. That's normal for big backs, but that's who he is. Marquise Davis is the burner, the absolute speed demon that when he hits a crack, he's shot out of a gun and he gets 6 points out of these runs when he gets into the open field. As a scout, I think the more rare thing is that speed. You know, I think finding these guys that run 4.4s at over 200 pounds are pretty special. Marquise Davis is definitely the faster of the two. So for me, I slide chips to the center on speed all the time. I think you can find other power runners. That's why I would make that decision. I love Bo Jackson. I think he's one of the best power runners out there. But when you give me the choice between the breakaway speed and the power, if we watch the night tape in a little bit, you're going to see another big back with power. So finding bigger backs with power, you know, you can do that. Yeah, 6'1", 210. Yeah.
Time out. Yeah. This is Tones, for those of you playing at home, and he posted 6'1", 210 Davis. Is he saying that Marquise Davis is 6'1" and 210 pounds?
That's possible now. Yeah. He was listed at like 195 during the season. I know that.
If he is 6'1", 210 and runs like he does, it's not a cut. No offense to Bo Jackson, and he's got a great name, but that's not a competition. 6'1", 210 running like the way you guys talked about, that's I don't know, man.
And he's doing that in a track season, so we'll see if he keeps his speed with the extra 20 pounds.
I can give you the answer to that. The answer to that is yes, unequivocally. I was talking to Max Stevens, his head coach at Cleveland Heights, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he told me that Marquise Davis is now, he's gained close to 15 pounds working out muscle. So he is up to the 210 range. And as Max Stevens told me, he said that his track times, he's a big track guy, his track times in the 60-yard dash are better this season, this year, this winter, than they were a year ago. So he's added the weight, proved the speed, both. So you've got
love that answer. And that will happen, you know, as you get stronger in the legs. But I would watch for that as you put on that kind of weight. I mean, I say that because I remember Marquise Davis at about 175 as a safety. Right. And, when he first showed up on a football field and you're thinking, oh, boy, this is 40 pounds heavier. He carries it well. So, these bigger backs, you know, give the edge of the speed there. That's an easy question. Dan solidifies it with the slam dunk answer.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to clarify it, because in my mind, he was almost a scat back, a scheme back. If you are 6'1", 210 pounds, you are an every down body back. With the speed, if you can teach him to pass block, he's even a little big for the prototype NFL back. I'm not sure they want you at 6'1".
I did a breakdown on him. I know we're going to run pretty soon, the 24/7 height and weight on him was about 190. So, we should update that evaluation with a little side note that says, off season has been kind to his body.
I should also mention one running back I didn't mention, Dan, when you asked about it.
Yep.
Definitely should mention Jeff Overton from Virginia. Absolutely should be mentioned. He is a running back that Tony Alford had offered, and it was one of the 3, 4, 5 key running back guys. And he still has, he was planning to visit Ohio State for the spring game before Alford left. And he had an official visit scheduled to Ohio State the weekend of May 31st. So that tells you right there how interested they were in Jeff Overton. And I checked just 2 days ago, and those visits are still on now with Locks on his head as the running backs coach. Jeff Overton's dad told me that they are still planning to make that spring game visit, unofficial visit, and they are still planning to make the official visit May 31st to Ohio State.
This question has been asked before, Bill. Do you know the answer to this? It comes from Logan again. Is it true that Marquise Davis wants to be the lone back in the class? Heard that somewhere before. I'll just say this right now. That used to be a very common recruiting request for backs. I don't see that working out going forward for guys, given the future of the running back position and the way it's all committee, especially when Ohio State's going to say to them now, look, we have the two best backs in the country, and one guy transferred here knowing he was going to be in the committee, and he's a better prospect than you. But I digress. Bill, your thoughts?
Well, I've been asked that question, as you mentioned, or as Mark mentioned, I think it was, that about being asked a question. I've been asked that question a number of times, and I don't know exactly where that came from, that he has requested to be the only back in the class or wants to. I don't know exactly where that came from. All I know is that I've talked to Marquise Davis many times in person. I've seen him play, talked to him on the phone many times. We've got a lot of conversations, and he has never mentioned that to me.
Yeah, there are certain things you hear in recruiting. It used to be the package deal when guys were getting recruited. That actually exists now. It used to be BS. And there's a couple others that are goofy. We've got some other interesting questions up here that we will get to. But first, what I'd like to do, Bill, is have you preview the weekend. We've got a great story up about that now. We are going to be on commitment watch. This is not just as much the weekend, probably, with practice going on. There's guys coming through the whack. Wish there was some better weather for them. But can you bring us up to speed kind of on who's visiting, who we should really be keeping an eye on? And your headline alluded to the fact that there could be commitment watch activation needed.
Well, that was referring to tight end Nate Roberts. Now, I am not saying at all he's going to commit this weekend. I'm just saying it's somebody to keep an eye on. I mean, he has long had Ohio State as a school high on his list. And at one point, I thought maybe he was getting close to announcing a commitment to Ohio State. He didn't. He's got official visits scheduled. In fact, he's got 5 official visits scheduled. He may take them all. We'll see. But I just want to kind of keep an eye on that one for this weekend. He is visiting starting today, actually. He was going to visit for the spring game, but he had to switch that. So he moved it to today, tomorrow, and Saturday, because there's a big OT7, 7-on-7 event in Dallas that is on the weekend of the Ohio State spring game. So he moved the Ohio State visit to now. So certainly he is one of them. And I want to go back to, before we preview this weekend, Ohio State's had some key visitors already this mm-hmm. week. Darren Inkenabin.
Yeah,
he is sure, from Bill. New Jersey.
You made that up.
He is from New Jersey. He's a really good defensive end. Had a really good visit to Ohio State yesterday. So he wasn't the only one that visited this week already, but he is a key one, and he kind of has started the weekend off early, I guess you'd say, really early. Now, as far as moving ahead. It is a pretty big weekend, even though it doesn't have the quantity that last weekend does. Most notably, Avery Gatch, an offensive lineman from Toledo, is visiting. He is a big-time Ohio State target, and if he doesn't end up at Ohio State, I think he's going to end up at Michigan. So Buckeye fans are going to see a lot of him one way or the other. They hope it's for the Buckeyes, not Michigan, but he's visiting, and he's going to be visiting along with Carter Lowe, and that's significant in that Carter Lowe and Avery Gatch are good friends, and Carter is going to be talking to him certainly about the benefits of playing for the Buckeyes, so that's important. Those are the just two absolutely key visits. You've got another kid that moved his visit. Zealous Hicks, the number 2 safety in the country for the class of 2026. He was coming up for the spring game with his family, but he too is in that big 7-on-7 in Dallas, so he switched his visit. So that's another one. Messiah DeHolme, safety from Virginia, back to the 2025 class. Really, really good player that Ohio State has offered a scholarship. So there's going to be some key visitors at Ohio State starting today and going through Saturday.
You know, we've gotten successful on the podcast when we're getting bots in the chat trying to confuse you guys and think that you're more physically attractive than you are. So before we move on, we've all got a face for radio here. I want to talk about Nate Roberts a little bit. Mark, we have several great scouting reports video from Mark Cumming that I'm tactically going to release. This is a little tease to Nate Roberts, who, when I looked at him, and this is, I guess, low-hanging fruit, Mark, had Cade Stover decided to play tight end at age 13, this is what he would look like, in my opinion.
That's a pretty good assessment right there. These Buckeye tight ends, we might have a little bit of glitchiness today with the connection I'm at, but these Buckeye tight ends all come out of the same mold. They're blockers first. We usually start off these films with the receiving ability to get an idea of what an athlete they are, how they look running in the open field. And, yeah, boy, does he run well in the open field. I like them for his blocking, but I always start this stuff off because, you know, athletic abilities are what it's about. And seeing him run away from people, hurdle people, stuff like that. Yeah, I'm sorry about this glitchiness. I don't have a normal connection, but we were getting the picture here. But the route running ability is what's fun. I mean, these are pretty polished routes for this guy at this size. And he just takes everything to the house. I think that was my theme at the beginning of this film is look how many of these big plays he makes at tight end. And I thought he was a blocker first when I, you know, watched the film. I thought his blocking ability was getting it in. When I talk about the blocking ability at Ohio State, we run zone so much that if we can't control the edge of our line of scrimmage, we don't have a running game. It's essentially useless. So bringing this kid in, you know, to block, but man, these touchdown catches. I mean, how many tight ends do you know start off like with receiving highlight film where they have 6-8 touchdowns and long ones to start the film? So that was pretty impressive. Even though I don't know how much receiving we will do, Can we get to a block? There we go. Here was the blocking stuff. Yeah, I kind of put it deeper into the film. And you see him just blow guys off the ball, control the point of attack. You see the H-back versatility, fullback versatility here, where you can line him up in different spots. And you see him control these guys with strength. I mean, that was a blitzer off the edge, and he just stoned them. So very versatile tight end, and that's what all tight end, they do both. They block and they receive. And another good example of that here with Nate Roberts.
It's been fun. I told you guys I'm a draft nerd. It's been fun watching some of these national guys comment on Cade Stover and show tape of him. Because, you know, we all have – and they show you – Cade is a very good zone blocker, like they showed like that. He does not hesitate. Let's just put it that way. When you see it blueprinted out on the tape, he is coming down hard. Like, it has impressed the scouts how versatile Cade is. Then we almost maybe took him for granted a little bit, but
I mean,
healthy. Go ahead.
Yeah, having been a tight end, I remember the days where you'd have to make five or six good blocks just to get your name called in the passing game. Like, you earned each little touch like that. And I think that's still how Ohio State rolls. And I know that's how the NFL rolls. I mean, the NFL tight ends are glorified tackles. We talk about Kyle Pitts and Kelce and some of these other guys that are receiver types, but 85% of those guys are man-child, you know, tackles out there, you know, and they get their balls when they get them.
If anyone's ever coached peewee football, you know, you get out there with the 8-year-olds and the two biggest kids, the first thing they tell you is they want to play tight end. Because, you know, on the way over there, their dad told them they were going to be on the line. And like, if you get on the end, maybe they'll throw you the ball once or twice.
Every year I coach youth football, the first day of practice, that line of tight ends is out the door. And it's just like every time you tap one on the shoulder and say, hey, buddy,
right,
we need you over at guard. You see the tear go down the side of his face as he walks over to the offensive line drills. I got to digress. When I was a junior, there was a Division I tight end on our team going to Boston College and Pete Klein, and I was a tight end. And the coach had to talk with me, and this is a true story. He said, Mark, he goes, you know, you're going to be our starting tackle. He goes, because you would only be our starting JV tight end, you know, if we played you a tight end. And I said, I'll see you at JV tight end on Saturday mornings. It's like, yeah. You would rather be a JV tight end than a starting varsity tackle on Friday nights. I'm like, no doubt. See you later. Like, out of the office, conversation over, decision made. And then he put on my locker plate, number 78 and 87. And that was his final attempt at me to say, Mark, we're just going to let you wear 78 these first couple games. And, you know, we have 87 ready so we can switch you to it at halftime if we need to. And that switch never came until my senior year. So, yeah.
Behind closed doors, our coach used to say, deflate the dream. Don't even have him come into practice thinking he's getting the ball, because that's just – he's clueless. Deflate the dream early and get him in there. Speaking of inflating, let's talk about Manscaped. And, you know, they've sponsored us for some time here, and this is a really great effort they're making. It's a very big company now, and their charitable work has been impressive. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men aged 15 to 35. So, you know, we're really concerned about that here on this show, specifically with this trio. Not at all. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, our friends over at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself, and it's written like that, for early signs of cancer. And as always, you can use promo code BUCKNUTS for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Everybody's family is going to be affected by cancer at some point if you haven't already. In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness and giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That's why Manscaped will be donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny, educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off and free shipping with code BUCKNUTS, because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your mentals, your balls, and your chickens. I don't know what philosopher that is, but that is a great effort. And like we said, early detection is the key, people. All right, let's go to the top of the scroll here, and I will go and we'll try and answer as many questions from the people as we possibly can. Look at that, all the way from France. We're huge in France. I don't know if you guys knew that. They love you in France, Dean. I don't know what it is. All right, Mika. Is there a chance Mika Hanna's related to Cedric Wirtz? That's another question, but we ask. Do you guys know why Northmont class of 2025 defensive end Cedric Wirtz didn't make his visit? Is it a bad sign, and do we still offer? Bill, do you know why? You know any of this stuff?
Well, I was actually the one that I think first put that out when I was told he did not make it. His teammate, Jaden Clark, did the offensive lineman. I was just told that he didn't make it this weekend. Wasn't given a reason, and wasn't told if he'll reschedule that or not, just that he did not make it to Ohio State along with Jaden Clark. And I know that originally one coach was going to bring those two up, and then they had to switch that, and instead a different coach brought up just Jaden Clark. So that's the sum of what I know on that, just that he did not make it. Also, I want to go back real quick. When I was mentioning players visiting Ohio State starting today and through the weekend, one guy I should not forget to mention, Javion Campbell, really good defensive end that Ohio State has offered a scholarship to and who has also an official visit set to Ohio State.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Another of our templated questions, this one from Jeff Gonzer. Any news on Nut or Brew? I believe that's McNutt, Trey McNutt, and Dorian Brew. We've boiled it down to Nut, two T's. They've been real quiet. Actually, we have some content up there today, Bill, addressing McNutt and the 7-on-7 stuff, and then update everybody on Brew. I thought it was interesting you said that Brew is being looked at really as a corner now, not even a hybrid.
Well, McNutt, I did speak to him last night, as a matter of fact. The beginning of the conversation was about the 7-on-7 in the impending changing of the rule. The rule has been in Ohio that you cannot do 7-on-7 year round. You can only do it for a period, the end of May through into a little bit of July. And that's the only time you can do those 7-on-7s. Well, that is in the process of being changed, that the the year-round ban is going to be lifted, according to what I've been told. And Trey McNutt, of course, I think spearheaded that movement. He played in a 7-on-7 tournament outside of that window. And the word was he was probably going to get suspended for at least a game. That brought it all to light. And now it looks like it's going to be changed, and it's in the process of being changed. Trey obviously is very happy about that. You know, he feels like he has done a lot of good for a lot of kids, and that this has opened up some eyes and gotten a rule change that didn't necessarily need to be a rule. So he's pretty excited about it. He is planning on playing in the big 7-on-7 in Dallas next weekend. And again, that rule's in effect. He cannot play. So he is planning on playing in that event next Saturday in Dallas. Now, as far as his recruitment goes, everything is still pretty much the same. He's continuing to decide on visits, and he is continuing to take visits to other schools. He's told me that this is the good news for Buckeye fans, is that he hasn't formed or finalized his official visit schedule yet. But when he does, Ohio State will be on that list. So he is planning to make an official visit to Ohio State. As far as Brew, he was in Columbus and he visited Ohio State. Went well. Still has official visits scheduled to a number of schools, including Ohio State. So we'll see what happens with those official visits.
Yeah, maybe we'll cover this a little bit more next week. But the defensive back situation at the top, we know, Team Sanchez, Naeem Offord, Blake Woodby. But there are a lot of – there's still a lot of other names in the mix. So, yeah, we're going to need to follow that one. It's not as crystal clear, and no pun intended there with the crystal ball, as I once thought it was, or Bill has led me to inform me. All right. This is for Mark.
By the way, the thing on Dorian that you mentioned, Dan, about the cornerback safety, I mean, he is, and I mean, I'm sure Mark will tell you this, he's a great player that could possibly play either position in college. Now, when I've talked to Dorian in regards to Ohio State, and maybe some other schools too for that matter, he's talked more about corner, but there, you know, he is good enough to play safety, corner, whatever you want. And I'll let Mark, if you want Mark, kind of go from there on that. Or receiver, yeah. Good point.
Yeah, when you started off there, I'm like, Bill's going to say that this kid wants to play receiver and they're going to let him because that's how good he is. Like, he's a guy that could kind of dictate what he wanted to do just to get him on campus. But the corner skills is where, you know, the NFL upside could be the greatest. Yeah, because it's the rare thing. Like, as a scout, I'm always looking at the rare ability at positions. And when you put a kid that big with that speed there, he goes right into the rare echelon of that grouping. At receiver, there's a lot of guys like him, and it's not as he could be special. He could, you know, be drafted, but, you know, go make your money a corner. That's elite.
Neil Harris asked the grand poobah. For those of you who don't know, you're looking at him on the bottom there. If the media in Cincinnati covered Ohio State like the Cleveland media, I think this is what he's asking. I'm going to try and clarify this
here. Yeah.
If the media in Cincinnati covered Ohio State recruiting the way Cleveland covers Ohio State recruiting, the media up there, would that help Ohio State and Southwest Ohio? This is noteworthy because a lot of people, when they talk about Cincinnati, they call it the state of Cincinnati. Ohio State has actually had a lot of success recruiting there, but traditionally there has been a little vibe that guys in Cincinnati aren't as much on the scarlet and gray train as others. Mark, your vibes.
Dan, I think that's exactly what it is, that, you know, Cincinnati just doesn't – they might cover the University of Cincinnati. They might cover, you know, Louisville and other things down there, where the Cleveland media, they're dedicated to Ohio State as much as they are the Browns. I mean, they have podcasts like this for Ohio State. I mean, they have a lot of niche coverage, or however you want to say it, for Ohio State. And I think if you grew up there, how many kids are reading the paper anymore, first of all? you know, and I think when we grew up, we were reading the Weekly Plain Dealer and getting our coverage for Ohio State through those type of things. But now the media is not the same. And I would you know, the question is about, does it sway the kids? I don't think there's as much as a sway either place, because kids aren't the same. They get their media through TikTok and stuff like that, and these little videos they watch. And I see a lot of nice Ohio, this is an aside, but I see the Ohio State media department pushing out a lot more content during spring ball out of these alternate media platforms. And they're like little 30-second commercials for the university. But again, to the question, yeah, I don't know if coverage has as much to do with it. I think individuals fall in love with Ohio State and in their youth for different reasons. Toledo covers Michigan pretty hard, and we still get players out of Toledo because whatever, but that's a borderline 10 miles from Michigan. And you would hope the Toledo papers are giving Ohio State the love they deserve. And Youngstown, Ohio State's always been, you know, number one, much like Cleveland. I think we fall under the Cleveland umbrella. But yeah, I think Dan nailed the first part of it with where Cincinnati is. It's like its own little state down there and almost part of Kentucky sometimes.
A lot of Catholic schools play good football down there too. So Notre Dame likes to go down there and do work. We've seen that. What was his name? Tommy Kramer, Bill, kid from Elder. There was one year. It's very rare for an Ohioan with an Ohio State offer anywhere to not go to Ohio State. Seriously, you won't, if you go back and look, there aren't that many of them. Jordan Marshall from Moeller is one of them. He's from Cincy. I remember Liam Eichenberg from Ignatius and Tommy Kramer, Bill, from Elder, both went to Notre Dame a few years ago. But it's pretty rare. There's some basketball questions here, and I'll address that a little bit. Roddy Gale entered the transfer portal. Michi Johnson is back. I don't even know what to say about basketball and the transfer portal. The football is nuts. I don't even know what basketball is. I really don't. My kids have come up in basketball. I got, you know, so I know a lot of kids who played college basketball and are in college. Every single time I go look at the portal, I know someone who's in, just entered the portal. I never expected it to get the way it is now. Roddy Gale is a nice player. He's not going anywhere to affect anybody's program. I mean, does he remember Luther Muhammad? How did he do it at Arizona State? Come on, man. It's just a lot of a rearranging deck chairs to me. I hope Ohio State can benefit, but basketball is goofy when it comes to transfers. And then you consider they got five guys on the court instead of the 22 in football. So you literally can't even begin to think about what Ohio State's basketball team is going to look like next season right now. It will be a complete waste of your time. So I don't even know what to tell you about that. That's the craziest thing I've ever – when I saw Roddy Gale was in the transfer portal, it just makes no sense to me. So it's goofy. I don't know what – I don't even know what to tell you. All right. Sorry. Look at this. Not just France, Indonesia. All right, Mika. Bill, quickly. Luca Gilbert, tight end. Nolan Davenport, offensive lineman. Are we still looking at them?
Yeah, they're still on the radar screen. They don't have official visits scheduled yet to Ohio State. And in Davenport's case, he has not been offered a scholarship yet by Ohio State. But they're still looking at both of them. Now, both of them, you know, still indicate an interest in Ohio State, but they also are moving both of them forward with other schools as well. So while they're still on the radar, you know, they're not guys that anything is imminent in regards to Ohio State is, you know, imminent to happen.
Logan is very good at getting his questions noticed because flattery will get you everywhere. Bill, I've seen four predictions for Ohio State to land Jamie French. Does a crowded wide recruiting class hurt our chances with DeCorian Moore? Moore is my top choice. Moore, of course, is the wide receiver from Duncanville, Texas, powerhouse, who is verbally committed to the Louisiana State University currently, but has visited. And as we know, nothing is out of touch for Brian Hartline, Bill.
Yeah, I don't think it hurts Ohio State's chances because DeCorian Moore is pretty much as good as any wide receiver in the country. You can make a case for him being certainly in the top three or four wide receivers in the country. And you could probably, if you really want to, make a case for him being the number one wide receiver in the country if you really wanted to go that direction. So, you know, I don't think it's going to scare him away. They've already got a certain Jeremiah Smith there. So you come to Ohio State, you know there's going to be great wide receivers there. So yeah, that's kind of a known.
Barbecue Bill's taking Logan to another level. You want to get on here? Talk about my kids. What's going on with the basketball brotherhood, Dan? We may need your son to shoot threes. My son's going to take a fifth year at Denison, and then he actually has a year after that. Thank you to COVID. Let's see how he shoots it this year. If Ohio State wants him to stand in the corner and make 75% of his corner threes, he can do that. You think I'm kidding? Let's check this out. All right, Bill, this is interesting. Running backs, defensive backs, defensive ends. How many do you think we'll take?
Well, they're going to take, if they can get two running backs they really like, they'll take two running backs. Would they take three? Well, I don't think that's out of the question totally. If one of them happens to be kind of a running back slot guy, your Curtis Samuel type, and maybe, you know, who knows, maybe that could be Jeff Overton. You know, that's not out of the question. But they're going to take two if they can get two that they really like. I think what were the other ones? Position on cornerback, I think you said, Dan? Was one of the other positions.
Defensive backs, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to take at least three corners and at least three safeties. I think there could be four at one of those positions. So you look at the guys that they have a shot at getting. They've already got three corners committed. And there's other guys out there like Dorian Brew. At least three at each one of those positions. And again, it's a little harder to project forward now than it used to be because you don't know who's leaving in the transfer portal. Yeah. You know, openings come at different times now. I mean, there could be openings after this finish of spring ball. Then likely there will be guys leaving after spring ball.
I wouldn't. And look, I'm not saying this in a negative light at all. And I don't have the names for you, but there will be transfers. That's where we're at now. We've gone away from the variable factor of it to the constant factor. It is going to happen. Okay, there we go. It's
when we have DeCorian the more video. Moore. Okay. Yeah, we have the Moore video ready to roll. If you want to see what that looks like.
So this is DeCorian Moore. Those of you playing at home, wide receiver, Duncanville, Texas, verbally committed to LSU, and as you can see, he's rated highly for a reason.
Yeah, let's see. I always like saying, like, what's a 10-4 look like on a football field? And does he play to the 10-4? And
Correct. Look
at the separation. There's 3 yards of separation. You know, I want to see him, like, run with someone and pull away and stretch that separation. But, you know, first two plays were pure speed. The route running ability, sticks his foot in the ground there. That's some great leaping skills. You can see the vertical to go with the speed.
Well, when you get a kid, look, when you get a kid that's this highly rated, this is what I like when I talk about pedigree.
So if you get a kid who's this way,
but I'm saying if you get a kid this well known and this good from Duncanville, Texas, there's no risk involved in terms of the talent. I mean, it's Texas high school football at the high. Look, I mean, come on. It's hard to get a rating like this. Now, I'm not saying he's J.J. Smith because it's becoming readily apparent that nobody is, which is fantastic. But this dude is a take on signing day guy. Would you agree?
What fascinated me at the beginning of this is that 10-300. And I'm just looking for the speed. And, you know, I just want to see the pure speed. And it's definitely here. But we've also seen some jitter. We saw the leaping ability. The ball skills to pull that away. And here's what I was looking for. The race right here, and look at the distance on the crowd. That's kind of what I was looking to. Okay, is there really a 10-3 on this film? That play right there was your 10-3. The rest of this stuff is playing football player, being a receiver. So I could say he's a football player and a speed guy, which, you know, that makes him extremely valuable. And on punt returns, boy, that speed just got to be blinding across the field like that. Yeah.
It's funny you say that, like, normally he wouldn't be a guy you'd even ask to go out there, but they're so deep at receiver that a guy like that comes in as a freshman, you can tell him, hey, if you want to get on the field,
yeah,
you know, get the ball in his hands. Devin Hester.
Yeah, just let that speed work for you. You know, of course, no one ever puts any blocking clips on their highlight film, but yeah, again, another Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson. I mean, we just keep using that template. Why not? They're both top 15 picks in the first round, or 10 picks, and Jameson Williams, Smith and Jigba. I mean, all of them. It's just unbelievable how those types come here, get developed, and shoot out the other side in the first round.
Not surprising that we ended with that. And, of course, we'll have some more good stuff coming. Next week on Tuesday, before these guys hop on, we're going to have Andrew Ivins on, who is a big wig at 24/7 Sports. And you should really be following him and Cooper Patagna on the 24/7 Sports recruiting show. They did some great stuff on Ohio State recently. If you want to hear a little more of a national vibe on there that's not as maybe buck-nutted, I will tell you this, it's very positive for Ohio State. There is no recruiting coverage of Ohio State right now that would be even labeled as slightly negative. I will say this, he has some great commentary on the two guys they brought in from New Jersey that you really want to go check out. And we'll get Andrew to tap on that as well. Bill will be all over the recruiting efforts of the weekend. Mark will be traveling back from Florida. Safe travels. Hopefully no one's too sunburned with your Youngstown skin, sir.
Yeah, the store across the street, my wife wanted to go spend stupid amounts of money to buy me T-shirts that say the home of the Buckeyes in Siesta Key, ashtrays at home of the Buckeyes in Siesta. I mean, they had more Siesta Key, loves the Buckeye stuff. It was like a whole store dedicated to it, but I couldn't go full Siesta Key garb. I was trying to save up to buy some clam chowder.
I think any of us who have been on the road – to your Hilton Heads, your Nags Heads, your Ohio takeover is usually in effect, and we could not be more proud. Hope everyone enjoyed the show. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.